The House yesterday approved welfare legislation that calls for an increase in work requirements for recipients. The measure mirrors a plan proposed by President Bush. Lawmakers have disagreed sharply this week over the future of welfare reform, especially those in the Senate, as the groundbreaking 1996 reform law is up for renewal. As part of a week-long look at children and welfare, Morning Edition sought out two views of how the new welfare system has worked. First, Bob Edwards spoke with Ron Haskins, a congressional staff member who helped write the 1996 law. Haskins has worked in the Bush administration on related issues and says he thinks the law has been a success.
Low-income, female-headed families have increased their overall income by around 15% to 20%. And the reason is that their earnings have increased dramatically and their welfare income has fallen. If you think of this, welfare down, earnings up, that is the very definition of ending welfare dependency, so the law has worked very, very well. Now, there are some families that are undoubtedly worse off because in the old days they used to be able to stay on welfare for many, many, many years. Now it's difficult to do that because the states run more rigorous programs.
Has there been a dramatic cost savings for taxpayers?
In the actual welfare program, there have been no cost savings. Unless you counter in inflation and unless you consider the fact that the rolls were increasing up until shortly before the welfare bill was passed. So if you assume the rolls would have continued to increase in their cost savings. But the way Congress did it, they put all the money in a basket and gave it to the states. So there wouldn't be cost savings in that sense. However, if you look at the projections for food stamps and Medicaid that were made in 96 at the time the law was passed, there have been over $100 billion in savings. It's amazing that spending on Medicaid and food stamps has declined so dramatically. Now, part of that's because of a good economy. There are lots of other reasons. It's not just welfare reform.
How does President Bush want to revise the law?
The 96 law had what I think we, in retrospect, we could call a flaw in it. So as a result, the typical state has zero work requirement because the caseload has fallen so much. So that has to be repaired. And the president proposes to repair that. The president, of course, also wants to have a marriage initiative, and if it passed the way it was written last year, it would be $300 million a year for states that wanted to try to improve strong and healthy marriages among low-income families in the state.
Well, the president's party controls both houses of Congress now, so is he likely to get what he wants?
I think the president will get 95% of what he wants. Nobody ever controls the Senate. It's very clear that the composition of the Finance Committee, which is the most important committee, has not changed that greatly, and it's only a one-vote margin. And there are Republicans on the Finance Committee that last year joined with the Democrats, and they do not agree with every aspect of the president's plan, so there'll have to be some compromise.
Now, the Democrats say more money is needed for child care and job training, things that they say will help people find jobs and stay off of welfare.
That's correct. The president responds by saying that when we passed the welfare bill, for every person on the welfare caseload at that time in 96, we were giving the states in cash for welfare and in money for child care about $7,000 per family. Because the caseload has declined so much, it's now about $17,000 per family. Now, that figure's a little misleading because states are trying to help people once they leave the rolls as well as people on the rolls. But the point is, they do have a lot of additional money. The president proposed to keep that money together.
What about opportunities to get an education, to put yourself in a better position to get work and hold work?
Right. I think the 96 debate was one of the most surprising for people who make that exact argument because Republicans were very clear this bill is not about education. It's about work. The problem in welfare is people don't work, not that they don't go to college. So the focus of the legislation has not been on education. That had been tried many times in the past and had failed utterly. The focus was to help people get in the workforce. So I think the issue of education, it will be a part of the debate, but there will be a real attempt by the president and by Republicans in Congress and now by many Democrats as well to limit the amount of education. Through welfare. If people want to go and get education through any other number of programs, that's fine, but not through welfare. Welfare is a program to help people work, not to send people to college.
Ron Haskins is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.